So I want to finish my series. Anytime I start a series, a lot of times I get distracted, but I want to finish this one because I want to get it behind me and get it out of the way, because it's a new day. Every day's a new day, right? I'll try to finish it this weekend as stuff comes to mind. It's just, you don't think like certain kind of people. So it's hard to, when you're away from them, it's hard to remember, you know? And when it just pops in your mind, then it's easy to remember. How to Catch a Jezebel, part 6. How to Catch a Jezebel, part 6. Well, Jezebel is kind of dumb, really. I mean, you think about Jezebel. She's dumb because she's trying to play games with all these different men. And she's doesn't realize that the lies that she tells, she can't. The only way that she can really play games is whether somebody else is dumb or drunk, you know, some drunk. And so they have to have substance abuse, because it's just, it's not human to be a Jezebel. Jezebel's really not a human. It's really just an embodiment of a demon psychopath. And so the embodiment of a demon psychopath forces them to do some kind of drug or drinking or something. Because you can't live that way and have a conscience. And if you don't have a conscience, you need something to calm you down, because when Jezebel opens her mouth, it's cursing and vile and every evil work, right? The Bible talks about it in James. Confusion and every evil work. I can't remember the verse exactly, but confusion and every evil work go together. So everything out of her mouth at first sounds good, but she's just playing a script that she's played 1,000 times. And then eventually, she has to contradict herself. She has to forget what she said, because she's trying to say it to 2 or 3 at the same time. And even if it is just one person that she's trying to Jezebel and bring under her authority, she still forgets what she says, because she's only saying what she thinks you want to hear at the moment. So she'll say something. A week later, you'll ask, "Well, why did you contradict yourself?" "Well, I just said it because I thought you wanted to hear." They just say bizarre. They don't even think. They're kind of dumb. They always contradict themselves. And the biggest red flag is this. They have to be selfish, because Jezebel, Queen Bee, wants to be worshipped. And so it's all about selfishness. You're just selfish. Just selfishness. So everything out of her mouth has to be a manipulation to do what? To get you to serve her. She wants you to sacrifice your life, everything, your faith, your everything, because she thinks she's a goddess. Queen Bee goddess. And as you're talking to Jezebel, you realize that's everything that comes out of her mouth is manipulation, to try to manipulate you to get you to go in a certain direction. You know, try to throw doubt about your career path, try to throw doubt about your dream, try to throw doubt about your friends or whoever. They know that they never, the ones that I've seen, the Jezebels that I've seen, they'll never attack your family because they know. But what they'll do is try to be friends with your family and then turn your family against you. And if your family is turned against you, you know they were never loyal to you anyway. And that's probably Jezebel's spirit too. Unless she's just a master. Your family should know you. They know your character. And so all the lies that are being told, if they turn against you, I mean, come on. It's obvious. Anyway, so God will use the Jezebel to weed out, just like the narcissist. God will use the narcissist to weed out people that are not on your team. Another thing about Jezebel, if her spirit is sick, if her mind is sick, because mind is spirit, she's contradicting herself, she's forgetting what she said, she's playing games, she's lying to others, so she lies to herself. So if her spirit is sick and her mind is sick, she's going to be doing unhealthy things. And so the thing about Jezebel, she's going to be doing unhealthy things. And her behavior is going to be unhealthy. And everything about her is selfish. And everything about her is the death cult. And it's contrary to scripture. And so all you have to do is stand back and watch and listen and keep yourself in a stoic mindset. She's got to get you in emotions. If she cannot get you in emotions, she walks away. If she can't get you all bent out of shape, she has no power. And when you are secure in Christ, secure in the truth, secure in what you're doing, you have your own goals and your own visions and all that, she has to take you off of that. If she can't, she loses. She loses the game. Because it's to her as a game. If you really look at her history, and she'll tell you that all she can get around her is broke dusties, is what they call it. The broke dusties, that's all they attract. Because nobody with a goal or a vision is going to, and somebody with their brain, a saved person, going to see through them. You might not see through them at first, but you start to see the red flags on day one. So you say, well, let me just notate that and remember that. And then when you see about three red flags, you say, let me write this down because I got a gaslighter here. I got a situation of a selfish, evil person. Let me see if this is a narcissist or what. And then eventually you see, hey, it's worse than a narcissist. It's a Jezebel, and Jezebel wants to kill you. And Jezebel has a plan. It's a criminal mind. And the criminal minds say certain things. If you get away from criminals long enough, if you were raised around them, you'll get around normal, especially if you listen to preachers and listen to some good teaching, you'll be around normal thinking people. But when you encounter a criminal, they all start to speak criminal words because birds of a feather flock together, so they all speak the same talk. They speak the same speak. They talk the same talk. A criminal mind, no matter if they're poor, they're rich, they're middle, whatever, they all speak criminal. And the thing about Jezebel, she's in the win-lose mindset. It's all about win-lose. It's not about a team player. It's about, I want what I want, and you're going to do it. And if you don't, I'm going to throw a fit. And if that don't work, I'm going to throw a bigger fit. And if that don't work, I'm going to go find somebody and break you down and try to make you jealous and destroy you. And if that don't work, then I'm going to hire a hitman or somebody take you out. Jezebel's evil. When Elijah killed had the people around him kill the 450 false prophets. Jezebel said, by the time the sun goes down, you're a dead man. Well, who's going to do it? He took out all the flying monkeys. Who's going to do it? And to be honest with you, the people that are under her, the flying monkeys, don't even like her. Nobody likes her. They just smile because she's got some kind of power, temporary power, but they don't even like her. Nobody likes her. And she knows it. She'll even say it. Nobody likes me. Right. Exactly. There's a reason nobody likes you. Because of your pride and your insecurity. So if, before Jezebel can lock you in, she's all insecure sounding. And then when she thinks she's locked you in, she goes into pride and fighting and arguing and screaming and yelling. She thinks she's got you. And so she does. So the insecurity pride is what? That's the trauma bond. It's not real love. It's fake love. Real love is believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things, kind, gracious, kind. I mean, real love, you know what real love is. They're they can't be, look, they can't hold a job and be in drama like that. This is just a game. How can they hold a job, be steady on a job, and then be not steady around you and creating confusion in every work? Because it's all a game. It's to try to destabilize you with drama. I keep telling you, the Draco Ma drama system is the sine wave, the snake, that's trying to capsize your ship. They have to create waves to capsize your ship. It's all fake. And when you step back and look at what you're dealing with, the unhealthy habits, you wake up and you say, I came into this thing thinking you were healthy and you wanted to do healthy stuff, and you're not even healthy. And I'm not talking about, you know, people can have illness and stuff. I'm talking about healthy in their actions and their words and their the way they interact with other people. But I promise you, in this Gentile nation, most people are not healthy. And most people are selfish. But I said this, but Jezebel is totally selfish. So the biggest way to catch a Jezebel is to watch how selfish she is. And if she does do something that seems unselfish, it's for her, she wants to be seen. It's all about her. She wants to be top dog and be seen like she's this great whatever. And the impulse is, it's like she's impulsive. I'm going to do this. Do this. If she's a selfish Jezebel, everything about her is selfish. The way she drives, the way she talks, the way she treats people, the way she talks, overtalks you on the phone. Everything about her is a selfish person. She is pure, evil, selfish. It's all about me. And that's why the Queen Bee Me system is in place, because they want to be worshipped. And they're not even worthy to be worshipped. If you really step back and look at them, they need to be in jail. Or they need to be, they need to go through boot camp or something. Somebody needs to break them down. Because evidently somebody gave them their way their whole life and spoiled them, and they're just adult spoiled kids. And that's the only thing, the gaslighting and all that, is because they're spoiled. Everything about them is they're spoiled. They think that they can live that way even in adulthood. It's sad. It's just a pattern from childhood, is all it is.